This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
The following is a live copyrighted presentation. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for RadioLawTalk.com with your host, Frederick Penny, attorney at law. And now, RadioLawTalk.com.
Welcome to Radio Law Talk. I'm your host, Frederick Penny, with Denise Dirks, Cal Hunter, and what's your name again? Todd Kunin?
Or good old What's His Bucket.
What's Todd, His Bucket, Todd Kunin. Yep. It is November 21st, 2000. Yeah, I just do that on purpose because he always thinks I forget his name because I'm friends with he and his brother, and I do not think of your brother. I always think of Todd first. But so don't forget, you are number one in my book.
Okay,
now,
all right.
Number one, call us at 855-LAW-RADIO or tweet us at Radio Law Talk. Remember, seek legal counsel. We're not giving legal advice. We're talking about general topics of law. This is a very exciting, entertaining, but only sometimes informative show is what we're doing today. But today I'm going to do some anecdotal things, Cal. And I love doing this show because all three of my illustrious cohorts here never know what I'm rolling in with. I don't tell them. We talk about a lot of the stuff. Denise usually shakes her head like she's doing now. and it's anecdotal, but we're going to have a good time today. It's going to be a wonderful day. And let me tell you why. And I'm going to get ready. Get ready for your tears.
You know, okay? I can't tell whether this is like potluck or Russian roulette, but just go.
Both. It's both. It's all the
above. The answer is yes.
So I want you to get your little tear-jerking thing out. Okay, get ready for your little, you know, we're going to talk about a couple of things. You know what's going on this week, and I'm going to tell this to all of you. It is hashtag what? Basically, it's what are you thankful for week? And it's what is it? Hashtag Cal. Hashtag
give thanks.
Give thanks.
Hashtag give thanks week. And I want you guys all to. We talk about social media, and it's a push this week to be positive and thankful for what we have. And to be a tear-jerking, you know, little Fred Penny discussion here is, I am truly thankful for Denise, Todd, and Cal. And I really, truly want to say that I am thankful for my friendship, very close friendship, for these three people who have made my life easier, better, and more meaningful. And I truly believe that as much as we are not perfect and we don't always agree on things, what a little family we are here. And just the love that we have for one another, our love-hate relationship. But I was just driving and thinking.
When you said the love we have for each other, Todd shot you a look.
And for Denise and Todd and their little bantering back and forth, I'm telling you right now, the two of you, each of you, be the first one in the front to take the bullet for the other one. I'm telling you right now, I know these two. We love each other. It's just so fun to. It's like brother and sister.
Technically, that's correct, but it would be Denise pushing me to the front and then me pulling Denise to the front. Okay.
And me going, well, you two go ahead.
Technically, somebody's taking a bullet for somebody else, but.
It would probably go through both. So yeah,
I will tell you this. Just on that note, Fred.
Hashtag, hashtag give thanks.
When I look at this, we've been doing this show for 4 years now, and this is arguably one of the longest relationships I've ever had.
What do you mean, arguably?
with people not related to me by blood.
That's exactly right. Well, the reason is we're not sleeping with you. If that was, it would have been over long ago.
Oh, yeah. You know, best 5 minutes of my life. So,
but thankful. I am really thankful. Hashtag, and I'm going to put it on our social media. Hashtag, give thanks. I want everybody. Denise, will you give thanks this week on social media? Make it a positive social media. And Todd, will you, and Cal, will you do that also?
I'm going to do it right now.
And I'm going to do it too this week. Just be thankful for something and the positive in life, because we're coming up to Thanksgiving.
Exactly. When I think about that, you know, there's this song called The 12 Days of Christmas. Mm-hmm. Somebody, prior to Christmas, somebody was receiving a gift for 12 days, a different gift, and despite the fact that most of the gifts violated various local code ordinances, you know, it's just interesting. You got that song. So why not 7 days before Thanksgiving, have, you know, on the first day of Thanksgiving, 7 days, and you're thankful for this. And you work your way up to next Thursday where, you know, you give thanks for everything, but it doesn't have to just be one day.
Yeah. Now you want to hear the sad part of this. Denise, you want to hear the sad part of this?
I do.
Okay.
We got canceled?
No.
Okay.
Well, that's what happened. So I'm a big social media guy, you know that. And TikTok, I have 757,700 followers.
Is that all?
That's
I wish
all.
You could get some followers.
757,700 followers. My Instagram's not as good. I'm about 138,000
you
followers.
You slacker.
Now, I am dead serious. This is the sad part. This is really sad, everybody. Hashtag give thanks. So I went on and gave thanks on TikTok for all the wonderful things of life, you know, kind of. And each day I'm going to do one. So I did one on Facebook this morning, and I was thankful for my wife, you know. And I did one yesterday, my first day. And I said, I'm thankful for the beautiful earth. And I had a beautiful picture of the sunset. And just I'm thankful for God's earth.
His great creation.
His great creation of Earth.
Sure. Mother Earth.
Yeah, God, well, whatever. I'm not getting political.
How many followers
that
do you
political.
Have?
Oh, I don't know. The Earth. Yeah, that's true. Whatever the Earth is, the Earth. And it's
from Mommy Gaia, yes.
Yeah. And so guess what, Denise, let me tell you. So what I normally do on my TikToks is I kind of have a little thing that I do, and I do a thing called duet. It's always someone injuries, because I'm a personal injury lawyer, and I'll comment on them or something like that, and it's very popular. And I know Todd knows where he's going because he's probably looking at it. So I'm going to tell you, the last three TikToks that I did one of this was about 2 days ago, 75,000 views. Let me repeat myself, 75,000 views. 12,100 likes. The next one, which didn't do quite as well, 57,000 views, thousands of likes. The next one, 44,100 views and a lot of likes, 6,165 likes.
Are you serious?
I am serious. I posted, and I'm gonna read it. I said, 7 days of giving thanks. And it shows a beautiful scene. I said, I'm thankful for the beautiful earth. And I pointed to that. And at the very end, I said, how about you? What are you thankful for? Isn't that great, Denise?
Yeah, let's see what you get. I'm curious.
Okay. Views, 353.
So people fall down, hurt themselves badly, and you're getting, you know, almost a half a million views.
There's a whole 30 TV channel.
30 yeah. likes. And I'm going to go back to even before that, some other ones I did. 84,700 views.
But listen, I'm not blaming your followers.
What is going on?
I'm blaming TikTok. Their algorithm does not give any cred to people giving thanks.
Giving nice things.
They changed ownership.
Here, listen. Hashtag give thanks challenge. Hashtag working at home. Hashtag lawyer. Hashtag penny. Hashtag happy. Hashtag give thanks. What the heck is going? Is this TikTok or is it me, Denise? What is going on? 353 people viewed it.
I haven't viewed it yet. I'm one of those that haven't
viewed
it yet.
We could add one.
But guess what? My point is, how the heck the ones before, people falling and get injured, and me as Lord, I'm getting 50, 60, 70, 80,000 views.
It shows
and lots of likes.
You know, Fred, you're a personal injury attorney. Yeah. Denise is a family law attorney. I'm a criminal defense attorney. And Cal is a radio guy. And I guarantee you, out there cynical, somebody's saying, well, Fred's just grateful for clumsy people. Todd's grateful for people who break the law. Denise is grateful for people who can't get along. And Cal is grateful for people that won't think for themselves.
Yeah, that's people exactly who can turn on their own radios.
Well, join us back. We'll stop anecdotal stuff, and we're going to do a case or no case. We'll be right back. Your favorite case or no case.
So think about it in the off break, and if you have a minute, you want to call us and tell us what you're thankful for, or send us an email to info@radiolawtalk.com. We'll try to look at it, and if it's, you know, acceptable, we'll consider putting it on the air. And thanks for listening to us here at Radio Law Talk on your radio station and on radiolawtalk.com. We'll be back.
All advertising.
for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
Jason Ross back here with Fred Penny, managing attorney from Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers. Now, Fred, what type of cases are you dealing with now, and what sets you apart?
Jason, we help people with all types of personal injury cases. We're former insurance company trial lawyers. We understand the other side, which gives us a distinct advantage over our competition. Remember, we don't get paid unless we win.
That's Penny & Associates Injury Lawyers with locations throughout California. For a free consultation, go to PennyLawyers.com or give them a call, 1-800-616-4LAW. That's PennyLawyers.com.
Medicare rules are confusing. They should be. There are over 130,000 pages of regulations. There's Part A through D, Medicare Advantage, and Medigap. According to the CMS, there are government programs available that can help you pay for your medical expenses. Choosing the right Medicare plan is a really big deal. The wrong choice can cost you a lot of money, and the right choice can put more money in your pocket. Call one of our licensed representatives today. At 65 plus Medicare, our free service can show you a plan that will maximize your Medicare benefits, ensure you are taking advantage of all available government assistance programs, and save you money. Plus, call right now and get a free report on how to avoid costly Medicare mistakes. Call now.
800-220-7612. 800-220-7612. 800-220-7612. That's 800-220-7612.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight, and nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Boys are weird. You're a whiner.
This is Radio Law Talk.
Cal, let's roll what everybody's thankful for out in Radio Land, and that is case or no case.
Okay, here we go.
Now it's time to play case or no case.
Yay!
As I said before, you don't have to tell me twice. And here we go, ladies and gentlemen. I take you to the beautiful city of Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. It was 2009, the year that an economic summit was held in Pittsburgh. A woman said she was just standing around at the protest, not doing nothing, when boom, she heard a big loud sound that immediately disoriented her, knocked her silly, caused fluid to come out of her ears and her nose, and the noise was from an LRAD, long-range acoustical device, used against protesters during the 2009 G summit. An LRAD emits harmful, pain-inducing sounds over long distances. Developed for use by the military, LRAD technology had never before been used against U.S. civilians. The bystander, who was a visiting professor, apparently they teach rioting at certain schools, but a visiting professor...
Why is that not shocking?
...said she was just tossing stuff, turning over some garbage cans, emptying them as a public service, really, and suffered permanent hearing loss after Pittsburgh police used one of those long-range acoustic devices. The LRAD emits harmful, pain-inducing sounds, like I said, developed by the military, and she said, well, we weren't at war with anybody. What happened here? So anyway... She decided she would seek counsel and see if the hearing loss was something for which she ought to be compensated, perhaps, by the city of Pittsburgh or by the military who developed the LRAD. And so I ask you, ladies and gentlemen, I believe, Denise, I think it's your turn to go first. Is this a case or no case?
Mm-hmm. Okay, so this is basically lady professor versus Pittsburgh, city of Pittsburgh, and maybe even the Pittsburgh police.
Or possibly the developer of the LRAD as well, which was the device that actually caused her alleged injuries. Or it could have been a banging garbage can. We don't know.
Just like Todd, he's bringing it against Van Halen for the concert that he went to when he was young.
Did you say something?
Yeah.
Come again?
Okay. All right. There's big crickets here, I tell you. You know what? 2009, Pittsburgh, Big Bang. There's just something that rings true about it. So I'm going to say that it is a case... And that she wins.
Okay. Mr. Penny, what say you about the LRAD? Did Pittsburgh police step over the noise line when they used this device?
Yeah. I think if you want to call in, you can call 855-LAW-RADIO. And you don't even have to be on the air. You can just tell Cal what you think. 855-529-7234. 855-529-7234. Let me give you a quick analysis, as I am a personal injury lawyer.
Yes.
I understand this stuff. First of all, there are government codes that protect the police and the government in different in federal courts and in state courts. It is difficult to sue and win. Doesn't mean you can't and you don't, and we don't win at times.
Are there codes that protect the people?
There are codes that protect a lot of, yes, people, but there's an elevation when you sue the government or police officers. And I can get into cases I've handled about police chases and what they've done, and et cetera, et cetera. But I'm not going to get there.
Okay.
The situation here is there's also the emergency situation going on where they have to, in an emergency situation, control crowds, right? And the other thing is, was she looting and doing something illegal? With all that, I think the answer is this is not a case. So.
All right, Fred. So Denise says case and not the defendant, but the other person.
Professor.
Yeah, no, well, there's a defendant and then the plaintiff. Thank you. The plaintiff prevails. I'll be okay as soon as my medicine kicks in. And Todd, what say you? Case?
Medicine or marijuana? Case?
Well, see, the LRAD, when I first heard of it, it was like something Spanish skateboarders use, say, you know, that was an LRAD dope trick you did there. Or Denise, I'll just stop right now. We're not even a half hour into the show and I'm trotting out the bad dad jokes.
Not good.
So here's the thing. This sounds oddly familiar to something that I had heard recently.
Sounds, get it?
And I think that you have pulled this from that. And what I'm thinking of is in the last year or two, I remember there being reports about people falling ill in, I think, the Cuban embassy or down there. And it turns out that they suspect that one of these devices was being used, making the folks in the embassy feel ill.
Was it Cuba or China? I don't remember. But yeah, you're right.
Cuba. It was Cuba.
It was Cuba. And so I'm going to go along with the you heard something like this and decided to pull the technology in and make up a story about Pittsburgh. No case.
You know what I heard, Todd?
Yes.
Sheep.
Sheep? Well, that's bad.
Wait, your sheep went driving in with your window down?
I'm a sheep herder.
She's a sheep herder. Oh my God.
A sheep herder?
I was trying to do a bad joke.
Oh, a bad joke.
A sheep herder like her cousin Betty?
All I got to say is I'm way over my head. I'm still trying to figure it out.
Denise, will you leave the dad jokes to the professionals, please?
I better.
Okay, so now you want to know, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes, we want to know.
Is this a case or no case? First off, who said it was a case? Okay, well, Denise. Now all you have to do to get an extra bonus point is tell me how much money she won.
Oh, Denise! Oh, my gosh. Of course, she went opposite. What did you do, Denise, that was smart? She did opposite of Fred, and you lost because you followed Fred.
Okay, so what did she win? $1.2 million.
Okay, so you only get the 2 points for the case and the win. The police department paid out $200,000 for two lawsuits. This woman with hearing damage, and every time she hears a loud noise, she gets dizzy. You know what she got? $72,000.
Oh, that's not much.
Yeah, not much. But was it a settlement?
I think is really tough on those cases. If that's the case, then everybody this past year is going to bring lawsuits against the police department, right? All the rioting going on.
Well, the question is, who's going to bring a lawsuit against the rioters? I will not tell you because I'm
careful about what I say. I have received a number of phone calls about suing police departments for certain things people do.
Because the rioters don't have anybody.
Which we did not take. So when we come back,
either.
Yeah, when we come back, we're going to talk about a home pot delivery lawsuit. Cal, you'll be interested in this.
No, I'm not interested in
marijuana delivery lawsuit. We'll be back.
I don't care about marijuana delivery.
I know.
We'll be back. Okay. Hold on.
Advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to radiolawtalk.com.
Warning, don't let your business get left behind in what is likely to be the biggest economic boom in recent history. If you need to build for your business to grow, call General Steel today for a pre-engineered steel building designed for your needs. No wasted space. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. And you can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. But you must call now. If you need a church building, office, warehouse, manufacturing space, retail space, or more, call General Steel today. You can still get the General's 50-year structural warranty and General Steel quality, all at a price you can afford. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great.
800-617-9312. 800-617-9312. 800-617-9312. That's 800-617-9312.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-263-2610. 800-263-2610. That's 800-263-2610.
USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
President Trump won't discuss transition until all legal challenges are settled.
White House Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany.
234 pages of affidavits publicly available in one county alone. These are real claims. These individuals deserve to be heard.
So far, the president has failed the majority of his legal challenges, including in Georgia, where a judge rejected efforts to block the certification of the results. Georgia Governor Brian Kemp says he's going to uphold the law.
I have a duty under the laws and the Constitution of the state as governor, just like the Secretary of State does, and that's what I've been following.
Biden officially beat Trump by 12,000 votes in the Peach State. Wall Street closing lower on Friday, the Dow off by nearly 220 points to a level of 29,263, NASDAQ off by nearly 50 points to a level of 11,855, S&P 500 off 24. This is USA Radio News.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
First, they said cigarettes were safe. We know how that turned out. Now, they say they didn't market e-cigarettes to teens?
No fine for you.
It's time for more Radio Law Talk with Denise Dirks, Todd Kunin, and your host, Frederick Penny. Frederick Penny. Frederick Penny.
Cal, you know, we tease you all the time, and by the way, we don't want... Cal is definitely not... He is not one of those marijuana-type guys or
I just live in an area where it happens to be
It's huge.
Produced a lot, shall we
and
say.
And you had one of the first in the United States, think, not just California, first ever drive-through marijuana
dispensary,
I'm going to call it fast food. And you, one of the first ones was in your town or near your town. I mean, like, literally, just you could, 5-10 minutes, you could say, Donna, I'm heading up to go get ourselves
going somewhere. To the weed store,
and,
dude.
Yeah. And the weed store, what I remember about it, Cal, at least if I'm correct, you would drive, it's like a drive-in that the door would shut in the front and shut in the back when they were in the drive-through, right?
But because it's an all-cash business, sure, yeah.
Yeah, you let me do one and get in and put, he closed the door behind me, George.
Yeah. And I wonder if that's
no, it's because when you got in there, you know, all the smoke would fill up the big, you know, garage, and then they'd open the front to let the smoke out.
Oh no, I think you're right, Denise. It's a way of selling. It's just like it's like when you walk in the store, they put the stuff on the shelf that's easy to grab. They smoke you to death.
Contact high, dude. Yeah, go ahead.
You're not just purchasing a product; you're purchasing the experience.
That's right.
Oh, Jimi Hendrix.
That reminds me of the lawsuits about the universities. during COVID.
Yes, I can.
What came up is there is a state rule. Now, picture a state, and this is California, so it happens in other states. Colorado, there's state laws about marijuana, and Nevada, multiple. But in California, there's a state law that allows home deliveries statewide. That's the state law. Now, don't forget, cities or counties have their own laws and rules where they can ban marijuana sales.
Sales, production, storage,
right.
Delivery, everything. This, supposedly, when the ordinance was passed making recreational marijuana legal, mm-hmm. the code and the language in the ordinance said, and local jurisdictions will still be able to say no to this.
That's exactly right. And so who's brought this lawsuit is some small communities, counties, cities, brought this lawsuit that basically says, look, state cannot rule allowing people to come to our community and deliver marijuana. And so that was what the lawsuit was about.
I think Beverly Hills is one of them, if I'm not mistaken. But anyway, you know, a fairly prominent city in Southern California.
And so what, anyone want to comment? But they held, the matter is not ripe. What does that mean? It's like, oh my gosh, what's that mean? The matter is not ripe.
The crop's not ready to harvest. Yes,
the bud hasn't come on.
The bud hasn't come on.
We're not even done with it yet. Come on.
No, I mean, really what has happened in this case is that there was no local ordinance that was at play that impacted the law of the state. And so there was not this conflict between two different laws, if you will, between the local and the state laws. Thus, there was no, it wasn't ready to be heard. So the court said it's not ripe. You guys don't have the ripeness.
Essentially, what you would need in order for it to be ripe is to have somebody deliver marijuana in a jurisdiction where the local jurisdiction has said this is illegal. That person would have to be caught, and then it would have to arise in the litigation.
Right.
Does the state law trump the local ordinance? Am I guilty or not? Then it can be heard.
Yeah.
But until that happens.
And most cities, like, for example, the smaller ones, Red Bluff in California, and other communities have said, look, if you want to have a dispensary here, we're going to make it really difficult. Very highly regulated, very, very highly taxed. But none of them that I know of talk about delivery.
Right.
Yeah, and the important thing about the tax side of this is because this could be delivered by mail, and this could be delivered by a home delivery service from somebody outside the jurisdiction. So the local governments are not collecting the monies on this home delivery service. And that's what really the whole thing's about. So we're going to see some laws pop up.
Well, some don't just want it. Some just don't want it in their towns, honestly.
What I was going to say is, when California legalized marijuana, there were a bunch of different license types that people could apply for. Are you going to market it? Are you going to package it? Are you going to be the grower? Are you going to be the person that transports it? Of all the different types, the type that had the most applications for a license was those seeking to be able to deliver it, the transportation types. It was more than growing and all that. By the way, little note here, I believe it's rumored that Prince Harry and Meghan Markle, when they moved to California, were interested in buying a farm of that type.
What's interesting to me is the Amazon drivers are going, hey, what am I delivering?
A lot of work gig economy.
Oh, my gosh, what's back there? Lots and lots of, we got brownies back there. But you know what's interesting here? Here's what they did say, though. So what this means is, basically, if there's deliveries to a county or a city that does not allow marijuana or distribution or anything in that city or county, the state basically is saying, we're not going to enforce that. They can go deliver it all they want. But you, as local authorities, have every right to
You can have a more restrictive.
It. Yeah, you can restrict it, stop them, arrest them, do whatever you want to do. But it's going to be interesting to see, like you say, Denise, it's not right. There will be a time when they're going to conflict. And the judge kind of hinted on that in this, that it's not ripe yet. So when that
That's
comes
right.
out,
That's exactly
it's
right.
going to happen.
I did hear that in earlier drafts of the law as a consumer protection measure, there was language in the law that allowed that if the marijuana that you ordered was not delivered in 30 minutes, you got a free pizza. But
no, I don't think that
may or may not
pizza
be actual.
Or was it free brownies?
Well, you know what? Well, that's the product.
Oh, my gosh.
But you know
so
who's
anyway,
delivering
that,
it now?
This What's that?
Taxi cab companies.
They're delivering marijuana?
Very much so.
How do you know that, Cal?
Well, because there's a taxi cab company and a black Ford Victoria from Auburn, California that makes it to my village fairly often. And there ain't nobody from Red Bluff, California calling Auburn for a cab ride to the music theater.
Cal, a friend of mine said.
That's
so
right.
Anyway, hold on because we are going to, over the next year, we're going to talk more about this in other states. So this is super interesting stuff that you want to just hold on and figure out. Now, what we've talked about also that's very interesting, more to us, I say, than maybe you out there, but to us, and we're going to discuss how it's going to affect you. Because I think a lot of you, before I get into this, are saying, oh, this is not going to affect me. Yes, it is, and we're going to teach you and tell you why it's going to affect you. Because of COVID-19, courts are shutting down again. They've reopened partially, and they've tried a few things or a few ways to have jury trials, which has been extremely difficult. And they are absolutely starting to clamor up, starting with Texas. Texas has officially noted down that they've extended the in-person jury trials until February, that you cannot have any in-person.
They suspended?
Suspended.
Wow.
That's Texas.
I just got a jury duty card. What am I going to do?
Yeah, but my wife did too, by the way.
So
did I. And she actually, they basically said there's no court. So you're going to get those jury cards, and you're probably not going to get called in. But what's interesting is here's the big issue. So this is the state, this is the Supreme Court of Texas talking about this. And they actually had a dissent of one of the, which was a good argument of one of the justices. And what was the dissent? What was his argument?
His argument essentially was, rather than doing this statewide, this should be a jurisdictional thing because some jurisdictions aren't going to deal. For example, here in California, when you look at the outbreaks and which counties are under the strictest lockdown and which aren't, there are some that are in the moderate level. They're rural counties.
Oh, no, Todd, in a state of 40 million people, one law fits all.
Yeah, sure.
But that is true. So the judge dissented, saying, look, I agree that because of COVID things need to be shut down, but let each county deal with this. And here's another interesting thing.
I agree with that, too.
But here's the issue. There's constitutional issues that we're going to talk about that come up. And this is what was brought up also is you can't, an accused cannot be forced to have a trial of its peers via Zoom.
That's
according
right.
to what they're saying. I mean, that believe me, that's not in the Constitution. It doesn't say that. I don't know that they foresaw Zooming and COVID-19 in the Constitution, but they definitely have certain alienable rights when they are say they've committed a crime, and they're not going to be required to have a Zoom trial.
That's right. And we'll talk when we come back just a little bit about timing and how this can affect things, because especially in the criminal realm, there are certain things that have to happen in a certain time frame if the defendant says, I'm not waiving any time. We'll talk about what
and
that
here's
means.
The other thing I want to talk about, civil, where I'm going to bring up how it's affected your lives, and it will affect your lives, civil, which you think, oh, no, it doesn't. We'll be back after this.
Yeah, the judge will say, we'll get to that court, that case in 2075. That's when we'll get around to that. Interesting to see how this is all going to play out, and you'll hear our great minds on this show tell you all about it as we continue here on Radio Law Talk, available on your local radio station and on RadioLawTalk.com, and always on demand at RadioLawTalk.com as well. Now,
all advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
Jason Ross. What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay Heating Wraps and Pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
After about a month of Extendovite, I don't know what it is about the circulation factor. I was able to increase the weight, increase the amount of sets I could do. It has to do with the oxygen getting to the blood. You should market this as an athletic performance. And I don't change anything about my diet or anything. I just thought, this is amazing. Bilberry extract has got something called resveratrol in it, which is the same stuff that you get from red wine. It's also good for eyesight, and I was reading that the Royal Air Force during World War II would give their pilots bilberry jam so they could have better night vision stuff. This is amazing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
I like the Amor Joseph Valley.
It's time for more Radio Law Talk with Denise Dirks, Todd Kunin, and your host, Frederick Penny. Frederick Penny.
Radio Law Talk and RadioLawTalk.com.
My darling, I'm digging up your loving.
I like when he puts music on like that. You can't see it, but he dances. He's a dancing fool.
Oh, I'm telling you.
You should be a TikToker.
I'm a chair dancer.
Yeah. He's a chair dancer. How's that different than...
It's easier.
There's another dancer sometimes happens on the chair too, right,
Kevin? Don't know anything about that.
Okay, all right. So, look, we were talking about the importance of delays in the court systems, right? And we mentioned Texas. Also, New York is halting jury trials as of November 13th. They're doing the same exact thing. In fact, they've had exposures in a number of courts in a number of states throughout the United States. And so there are others. We're just bringing up a couple of examples of them, but there are court systems throughout the United States that are shutting down. And I'm not talking like, let's just shut down for a day or two, but we're talking until sometime next year. how does that affect us? How is that going to affect future trials? And those of you out there who are thinking, how is that going to affect me? We're going to go over this with you. We're going to start with Denise and how it's going to affect family law and you out there that don't have any family law issues. How is it going to affect you? Then we're going to go into the criminal and how it's going to affect you. And then I'm going to go into the least, what you think is going to be the least way that it's going to affect you is the civil, how it's going to affect civil trials and cases, and how that affects you, the average person that doesn't have a civil trial going on. So, Denise, let's start with you. How is this going to affect family law matters?
Well, it's going to cause delay. There's no question about it. Different courts throughout California are doing it differently.
Well, all over the United States, too. I mean,
all over the United States, but a lot of states are doing whole states, right?
Right.
Well, California's not doing the whole state shutdown. In California, it's really county by county. And so different counties are doing different things. But what's true is there's just a lot of delays. If you are in a law in motion setting and you are doing something that is a remote type of a presentation to the court, depending on if you can see the court or if you can see opposing counsel or if you're on the phone only, I mean, that causes a lot of delay because you don't get the feedback that you get in person in court. When you have so many witnesses for trials, the witnesses may be at risk. They may be need to appear, you know, by telephone or by video because they're particularly at risk. This is going to cause delays. So right now, that's the best thing. What else is doing in family law is that there's more mediations going on. There's more private judging going on. People are starting to look at special masters to try to help in the cases. Those are people that make decisions, small little decisions, instead of the judge, and that's done by court.
But they're not required to. Say one party doesn't want to. No, I want my day in court. Are they? They don't have to do this special
master. No, but once they agree to it, it's very difficult to change that order. Like, the example would be Brad Pitt and Angelina Jolie. She couldn't change their judge, their private judge in their case. So, you know, this is going to keep going on. One of the other things that I'm seeing such a rise of, and it's really quite sad, is domestic violence restraining orders. There is such a huge increase in restraining orders.
Providing only access to justice for those with adequate funding. There's a problem I have with this whole hiring your own judges and hiring your own. This is nonsense to me as far as what the courts are supposed to be. Open access to every citizen in the country who needs to go before a judge for whatever reason.
It's expensive, Denise. Some people can't afford that.
Less people can pay the filing fees. The courts are suffering from their own budgetary concerns. And the litigants before now, they're not working. I mean, we're talking about there's not money to go around even to have a public trial.
You're next, but hold on. Let me say one thing before you do talk. What Cal's getting at is those people that don't have money, a lot of people I know that are getting divorces or need to get a divorce or really need a divorce, they can't get into the court systems right now because of it. They don't have the money to do what you're just mentioning.
Hire a private judge.
They can't do that. They can't afford that. What do they do? They're just going to have to go down and do it themselves, improper. Todd.
Well, I was just going to say, I think the flip side to that about hiring a private judge for somebody like Jolie and Pitt, those folks that have money, is look at the resources that the court would have to expend to have two high-profile people come in and litigate that in the court of law. And I think the court is more than willing to say, wait a minute, you guys got a private judge that will go ahead and adjudicate this, and we don't have to beef up security and do all this stuff because you guys want to come to court, have at it. And so in that regard, by freeing it up in a non-COVID situation, that does allow the public courts to be more available to people that don't have to stand in line behind this security threat and all this stuff that goes on. So, I do get that. There's a lot more requests of the court for documents from a public case under the Freedom of Information Act. Oh, you know, how much money does Pitt have? How much money does Jolie have? What's the kids going on? Whereas, you know, when I got a divorce, the only people that were interested in that from a legal standpoint were me and my now former spouse.
And the lawyers who were making money off of it.
No,
they were already there.
I recommend this. The people who represent themselves have fools for clients, but that was done sans attorneys. So,
Well, here's the other aspect of that, and that is people can't get into the court because they don't have any money. We understand that. But in California, they've solved that whole little problem by Every time you get a traffic fine, for example, the fine is about double what the original fine is. Let's say going through a traffic signal, $250. The fine is $500, $250 in court costs. So the court has no problem with money, Denise. Believe me, they're building $20, $30 million courthouses.
The federal house. The federal courts are.
The states
even.
The states building big courts. They just opened up another one in our area that was, you know, $20, $30 million because of this court fund that they have to build courthouses. So
yeah, interesting. So that's what we talked about, is Denise, how it affects. And that affects you. How does it affect you that's not getting a divorce? Because it's going to be your family members, your friends, your neighbors that are having domestic abuse because they're around each other too much, and then they can't get into court to get separated, or it takes a longer period of time. There's dangers in that, Denise, with children and with spouses, and that's growing dramatically. And now we shift over to Todd. How is that affecting the criminal aspects, and how does that affect the average person?
Oh, well, listen to this quote. This comes right from the Sixth Amendment to the United States Constitution. In state constitutions, everyone has similar provisions for their local jurisdiction, local levels. In all criminal prosecutions, the accused shall enjoy the right to a speedy and public trial by an impartial jury, and it goes on there. And that, I want to focus on those words, a speedy trial. Note that the Constitution does not give a set number of days to what constitutes a speedy trial. In every jurisdiction, though, usually the state legislature passes something to say, okay, this is how a speedy trial will be interpreted for purposes of this state. And in the state of California, if it's a misdemeanor case and a defendant does not waive time, and that means the defendant says, nope, I want my time frames to be upheld, on a misdemeanor case at arraignment, you have 45 days to get that thing to trial. 45 days. If they've previously waived time and then they say, nope, I'm not doing that anymore, now it's only 30 days to get that thing to trial.
What about Tennessee? Do you remember?
Tennessee was a little more flexible based upon the way they interpret the law. They didn't really look too... just not the same scrutiny, let's just put it that way. But here's the thing. The penalty for not getting that case to a jury within the prescribed time frame is dismissal of the case.
Is it with prejudice that they can't try it again?
They cannot try it again.
So it's double jeopardy.
It's done because they missed the time frame.
Wow.
In a misdemeanor case. In a felony case, California, you get in a bite at the apple. But that's why the criminal cases often jump ahead of civil cases, because they don't have those same time frames. So, you know, if you really wanted to be a stickler as a defendant, you could do that. The flip side to that, though, is the court's going to find a way to get that trial in. And if you were a stickler with all of that and you didn't accept responsibility and you're found guilty, you probably going to get hammered. So,
yeah, the judge is like, oh, you weren't good to us, and let us, we'll... No, I'm not saying the judges do that, but it's just... Well, but it's, you never know. It's just... The point is getting through these court systems is dramatically affecting society. And Todd, there's other ways, and I'm going to talk about the civil way it's going to happen when we come back.
And we're going to discuss statute of limitations and both criminal and civil.
Right. We normally don't roll over to the next hour, but next hour, stay with us. RadioLawTalk.com if you want to listen live. Cal, take it out.
Also, next hour, terrorists and bananas on Case or No Case. It's true, and it's all coming up right here on your radio or online at RadioLawTalk.com. It's next time. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
You have been listening to RadioLawTalk.com, a copyrighted presentation of Radio Law Talk, Incorporated.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life.
I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.